In today's Birds in the News, scientists are starting to find a disconcerting amount of plastic garbage inside the digestive systems of marine birds in Canada's high Arctic. 1 in 5 northern fulmars examined by the Canadian Wildlife Service this year had eaten bits of plastic of various shapes and sizes. Fulmars are seabirds that look like gulls and feed in the open ocean. Researchers believe the birds could be mistaking the garbage for light-colored food such as squid or pieces of fish and seal. This is the first time that anyone has reported this in Arctic Canada in seabirds, said Mark Mallory, a seabird biologist with the Canadian Wildlife Service in Nunavut. It's quite disconcerting. Poking through a clear plastic bag full of objects removed from northern fulmars, he said, I've got a Band-Aid, there's a liner from a bottle top, several pieces of white garbage that look like the lid of a coffee cup and bits of hard plastic like you might see in a toy. Mallory said the garbage could be coming from two sources, communities in the north and northbound currents of the ocean bringing trash from more southern waters. Elisabe Shutapik said she's appalled by the findings and by the trash that keeps showing up on the streets of her community. It's all over, and I think we have to be more responsible, and whenever you see garbage, to pick it up, she said. We have to remember the animals. They're obviously eating this garbage. On a related seabird topic, there was an interesting article in the most recent issue of Pacific Seabirds titled, Do the Albatrosses of Midway Atoll Select Cigarette Lighters by Color? The authors collected disposable cigarette lighters regurgitated by albatrosses on Midway Atoll. A total of 1,307 lighters were collected and separated by color. Counts and collections were also made at other colonies. Although the authors assert that it is not possible currently to state with any certainty which colors of lighters black-footed and laysan albatrosses select, they do suggest that laysan albatrosses might be more selective, ingesting lighters that more closely resemble in color their natural food, whereas black-footed albatrosses seem to show less of a color bias, targeting food as they do in the form of egg masses clustered around the plastic lighters. It's crucial to understand that upon returning from ocean foraging trips, adult albatrosses feed their young by regurgitating food into the throats of their hungry chicks. Along with real food can be plastic cigarette lighters that the adults pick up at sea while foraging. While the chicks normally regurgitate unwanted food, such as squid beaks, sometimes they're unable to bring up the lighters and other indigestible trash like bags, combs, and other plastic bits, and they die as a consequence. There is a potentially happy ending to this story, since the article suggests that the authors may have the beginnings of a creative solution to this unfortunate situation. They propose that if new collections confirm color selectivity by the birds, then manufacturers of lighters in North Pacific Rim countries should be approached to refrain from producing lighters of the selected colors as a positive contribution toward the conservation of black-footed and laysan albatrosses. While curious, to be sure, if this research proves true, it represents a most creative way to work toward albatross conservation. That's today's Birds in the News, and I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.